You're listening to Global Agogo, music from around the world in the universal language of groove, with four different ways to enjoy this program. First of all, live on the radio every Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. on Le Tout Poussant, WRIRLP, 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. Also through WRIR's Time Machine at WRIR.org/listen, where you can hear this show live as a web stream simulcast or on your schedule as a podcast. Plus, it's rebroadcast on other radio stations in the Global Agogo Radio Network. And last but not least, it's available as a podcast through my blog, globalagogo.com, and through the A-Infos Radio Project at radioforall.net. That's radio, the numeral for, all.net. And we wrapped up the first hour today with an absolute classic from the Democratic Republic of the Congo. The first recording by Pepe Kale and Empire Bakuba from 1972. They were actually called at that time Orchestra Le Bakuba. And we heard the song Nazoki. This is the band that invented the Kwasa Kwasa dance trend, but that would happen like 15 years after this song. Orchestra Le Bakuba and Nazoki there. And then before that, we heard a song that borrows liberally from another Congolese classic, Bomalu by Franco. The song was called African Typic Collection by Sam Fan Thomas from Cameroon. It's a Makossa. It was a big hit that across Africa in 1984 and in a lot of places in Africa and also in the U.S. You could probably still get a party started just by playing that song. Sam Fan Thomas, African Typic Collection. And we started the set with some Kalindula music from Zambia. We heard the song Kimbera by the Waluka Founders Band. It's a pretty deep cut there. I had never heard it before, but what a fantastic song. And what incredible guitar parts on that. This was originally released in 1979, and it is now included on a brand new compilation album, which is where I heard it, called Compere Presents a Dance Floor in Ndola. This album is out in August on Strut Records. And Compere, who's the compiler, is a female DJ. Her parents are from Uganda. She was born in Kenya. She was raised in Zambia, hence the name A Dance Floor in Ndola, which is a city in Zambia. And that's why she might have an inside track on knowing who the Bwaluka Founders Band are, which I certainly didn't. There's a lot of deep historic cuts from East, Central, and Southern Africa on this one. This is one of the best compilation albums that I've heard so far this year. Again, it's called Compere Presents A Dance Floor in Ndola on Strut Records, and that's out now. And so let's see, we're going to get back into the music here in just a sec, but before we do that, here is a pause for the cause. 23 million people in Tanzania don't have access to clean drinking water. With your help, we can change that. The Purify Project is committed to helping those who are sick, poor, and facing desperate situations due to unsafe drinking water. An ongoing problem for school children in Tanzania is disease, cholera, dysentery, hepatitis A, and typhoid, all caused by contaminated drinking water that comes from various sources. The Purify Project has installed 40 purifying systems and counting. They're scheduled to install 20 more at several primary and secondary schools, and in addition, site visits and water samples have been made at 13 more schools. So as they expand their reach, they see more communities in need. And that's why they're evaluating hospitals and universities as well as schools. To find out how you can support this life-saving mission, you can visit purifyproject.com. And that's a public service announcement of your community radio station, WRIR. And we're going to stay in Africa for the whole second hour today on Global Agogo. And we're going to start the new hour with some Acoustic Monday music from Mali. Here is the latest from Ngoni player Baseku Koyate, who you may have seen at the Richmond Folk Festival, along with his wife, the singer Ami Sako. The song is called Junkalon from the two of them right here on Global Agogo. Check this out. Thank you. is a track from a landmark Malian recording, Titati, by Baco Danyon. It's her first ever international solo album, and it came after a 35-year career as one of the most important female griot singers in Mali. She came to fame with the Regional Orchestra of Kita, that's the region of the country that she's from, in the 1960s, and then she became part of one of the national groups, Ensemble Instrumental National, in the 1970s and through the 80s. But this was the first time that she was ever fronting her own band on an international recording. She had some local cassette tapes that she had made. And you heard the title track of Titati from Baco Danyon with the great Mama Sissoko on Spanish-style guitar there. And before that, we heard one from the debut solo album of Kanku Koyate from Garana near Ségou in Mali. She is the niece of the Ngoni superstar Basekou Koyate. And she has a band that's called L'Etoile de Garana, the Stars of Garana, and they include Basekou's son, Madou, and also her third cousin, Lassine, are in that band. And then the lead Ngoni player here is not someone she's related to. He just goes by the name Kanjafa, and he is sensational on this album. It really makes you think Basekou Koyate is playing all the lead Ngoni parts. And he does guest on here on a couple of songs, but not the one that I played for you, and really just a couple of them. That song was called Nefa Te Jugu Yala. And the album is called Darila. It's N'Darila by Kanku Koyate. This is out on the One World Records label. It was released in June, and this is one of the best African albums that I've heard this year. Now, Kanku Koyate does not have the massive voice of Baco Danyon or the singer that preceded her, Ami Sako, but she's got a beautiful, intimate voice, and the band is sensational in here. So if you're into this kind of music, check out that album. It's a obscure one, to be sure, but it is really worth the search. And before that, another record from One World Records, and also very good, is the latest from Basekou Koyate and Ami Sako. It's called Jujon Luaso de Garana. Might have been recorded at the same time as the other one. They were released just a month apart. This was released in May by One World Records. And we heard the song Joan Cologne from Basekou Koyate and Ami Sako. And you're listening to Global Agogo, Decolonizing Your Ears, since 2005, on WRIR, Richmond Community Radio, 97.3 FM and WRIR.org. It's always a good time to donate to your community radio station. So if the spirit moves you, just go to WRIR.org and click on the donate button.
Creating musicians keep on rolling right along.
This is Charles inviting you to listen to the Elder Black Music every other Sunday, 3 to 5 p.m. on WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio. I'll bring you the alternative sounds in the world of black music. Afrobeat, blues, reggae, salsa, soca, black rock, jazz, soul, African reggae, zydeco, soukous, funk, fuji, brass bands, boogie, Latin and African hip-hop, and, of course, more, if you can believe that. Tune in every other Sunday here on WRIRLP 97.3 FM for the other black music.
And DJ Greybeard will be in here with the other black music at the top of the hour, so about 34 minutes from now, right here on WRIR. And next, we're going to move from the stately Monday classical sound to something a little bit more for the dance floor, some West African Afro-funk. And here is one of my favorite current bands in that genre. They are based in Lyon, France. The leader of the band is a native of Togo. They are called Voodoo Game, and this song is called Pas Content, right here on Global Agogo.
Oh, now. Come on, everybody, say it.
Let them talk. Let them talk. Let them talk. Let them talk.
Peter.
Let them talk.
One more time.
Let them talk.
Get ready, organ.
And I want my throne, I know. Reaping all the seeds I sow. Counting on my blessing that the Lord control my soul. Even though the lights go low. Even though I never been lost, never felt at home. Oh Lord, carry this load. Oh Lord, tell them to leave me alone, alone.
Alone.
Leave me alone, alone.
Afro hip hop and Afro funk for you in that last set. That last song, that was KOG, Kweku of Ghana. That's the stage name for Kweku Saki. He was born in Ghana, lives now in London, and he calls what he is doing Rhythmic African Poetry. The acronym for that is, of course, RAP. And you just heard the title track of his forthcoming third solo album. It's called Don't Take My Soul. This is for the Pura Vida Sounds imprint of the French Heavenly Sweetness label, produced by the French DJ and producer DJ Guts. And I love that song. This is the best thing. I've heard KOG do guest spots on a lot of people's songs and a little bit of his own material. This is the best thing that I've heard of his so far. I really, really like that song. Before that, we heard an Afro-funk classic from 1974 by Geraldo Pino and the Heartbeats. Geraldo Pino, the James Brown of Sierra Leone, and the man who supposedly inspired Fela Kuti to create Afrobeat. From 1974, the album Let's Have a Party, we heard Let Them Talk by the guy who was named Gerard Pine, but he switched it to Geraldo Pino because Latin music was really popular in the 60s, and that's what he started doing, but then he became the James Brown of Sierra Leone. Also in there was a new slice of Afro-funk coming out of Ghana by Santrophe, excellent young highlife band from Accra. They will also have a new album shortly, like KOG. It's coming out on October 18th, to be specific. It'll be called Making Moves, their second album. And you heard the first single from that record. It's called Amina, and it's based on a Ghanaian nursery rhyme. From Out Here Records out of Germany, Santrophe and Amina. And back at the top of the set, it was Voodoo Game, based in Lyon, France, led by Peter Solo, who was a native of Lomé, Togo. From that band's first album, called Apiafo for Hot Casa Records in 2014. They have three more albums since then. All of them are excellent. And we heard the song Pas Content. The vocalist there was Roger Damawuzan, who is Peter Solo's uncle. And back in the 60s and 70s, Roger Damawuzan was the James Brown of Lomé, Togo. And we got time for one more set of music here on Global Agogo before we wrap things up. Hand it over to DJ Greybeard for the other black music. And we're going to finish up with some Kwaito, which is the South African name for house music. And we're going to start with a fascinating new album from the Soweto Gospel Choir and Groove Terminator. The latter is, his name is Simon Lewicki, his real name. He's an Australian DJ, and he had the idea of remaking some classics from the house music genre with lyrics in Zulu by this, you know, Grammy Award-winning choir. It sounds like a terrible idea, but it turned out to be actually brilliant. And honestly, I never thought in as long as I would be doing radio that I would ever play on Global Agogo a cover of Ride Like the Wind by Christopher Cross, one of the most noxious songs that I can think of. It was a 1980 yacht rock hit, but it turns out there was an Italo disco remake of it in 1991, and that's the basis for the version that you're going to hear from Soweto Gospel Choir and Groove Terminator, Ride Like the Wind, starting off this set. David Mancuso would definitely have approved of this. And then after that, we're going to hear Vavenda by Philip Tabane as remixed by Revolution from South Africa from 2002. And then if we have the time, we'll hear at least a little bit of De Groovy Girls from South Africa. Ririmi Rutsumbela is the name of the song. And that's another one from that new compilation I mentioned earlier in the first hour called Compare Presents a Dance Floor in Ndola, which is one of the best compilations I've heard all year. So thank you for tuning in to this edition of Global Agogo, produced live in the studios of WRIR Richmond, your community radio station, 97.3 FM and WRIR.org. I will be back next week at the same time, I promise. Health permitting. I'm feeling great, so no, I'll be here. And next up is DJ Greybeard with the other black music. And remember, the future is unwritten.